Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katiran katiran amma ba'd. We had begun the discussion on debts and the concept of debts in Islam and Sharia, where we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the warnings of taking a debt unnecessarily, and the accountability and anxiety the person experiences in this worldly life. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the person who marries a woman with mahar, the person who marries a woman with mahar, that is dowry, whether it be a small amount or a large amount, and has this intention that he will not pay her the mahar and passes away without paying the mahar, then on the day of Qiyamah he will rise as an adulterer in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who takes a loan with the intention of not paying the loan back and passes away without fulfilling the loan will rise as a thief in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Understand this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Commentators mention that a person marries a woman with mahar. And in our nikah books also we will find, when it comes to mahar, is mentioned the cash or deferred. Sometimes the entire mahar is cash, is given over. Sometimes it's deferred, or half the amount, or some part of the amount is deferred. Many it will be paid, later is on credit. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, whether it be a small amount or a large amount, and the person has this intention that he will not pay her the mahar, whether the complete, whether partial part of it. And in this condition, he passes away. And when in that lifetime, she asks for her mahar also, you still have to pay me. You haven't paid completely as yet. And the concept of mahar in Sharia, we understand that a person pays mahar because this bounty of taking benefit from his wife, to the barakat of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he's taking into his nikah his wife and he's going to take benefit from her. So to give her honor, ikram, and to give her this dignity, Sharia says give her some mahar because you are going to get some benefit from her. So to say is like a deal, so to say, a contract. So he has his intention that he's taking benefit, but he's only going to pay half. Or he's not going to pay right now. And he has no intention of paying thereafter. And normally in a transaction also, a person takes goods, I'll pay half now and pay half later, but has intention not to pay. So we will call him, you're a thief. That you have cheated the person. You don't have intention to pay. So in the same way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that he has no intention to pay and he passes away without paying her. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he will rise as an adulterer. That he cheated her, he didn't pay completely, he didn't give her a mahar. So as if now his entire life he was engaged in zina with her. But he didn't pay completely. He took benefit without paying completely. So in this way he will be raised as an adulterer on the day of Qiyamah. And that person who takes a loan with the intention of not paying back the loan, and in this condition he passes away, here also he cheated the person. He cheated the person, he took the goods but had no intention to pay, then obviously this will be cheating. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him in the condition that he is a thief. And in this worldly life, you know, nobody likes to be called a chor, you're a thief. But on the day of Qiyamah, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose him, where he can't hide anywhere thereafter. So in this worldly life, he has time to make amends and turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as ulama explained to us also, person can't pay for it, phone the person, phone the creditor. Give me a chance, give me time. And we have been encouraged in the hadith also, person has a loan outstanding, start paying some amount. When you start paying some amount, even be 50 rand, 100 rand, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is full force to that person. That now you have begun trying, Allah Ta'ala's help will be with you. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the dealing of a person who is able to pay his debts, he has the wealth, he has the money. So the dealing of a person who is able to pay his debts makes his honor and wealth halal. Makes his honor and his wealth halal. This means that if one is able to fulfill his debts and yet does not do so, then his creditors can disgrace him. His creditors can disgrace him, speak ill of him, announce his dishonesty in the marketplace in regards to his transactions, and when possible, claim back their rights either openly or in secret. Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the explanation that the dealing of a person who is able to pay his debts, as we say nowadays, he's living it up. Took a new car, he's gone for a holiday, but he hasn't paid the creditors. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that he makes his honor and wealth halal. And how unfortunate we find nowadays, with other people's wealth, people are enjoying. They're going on holidays, and the family knows this also. But to understand, he makes his honor and his wealth halal, they themselves are selling their own honor, where we will find with other people's wealth, they are going for holidays and uploading the holidays on the internet, that we are so and so place right now. So in that way we find that online they are posting everything and enjoying a holiday with somebody else's wealth, so they are making the honor and the wealth halal for others to disgrace them. But this hadith sharif means, as we mentioned, that if one is able to fulfill his debts and yet does not do so, then his creditors can disgrace him. They can disgrace him, speak ill of him. This is purely now to warn others. This is purely to warn others of this person has a bad habit. Yes, it's first time it happened to him. He has the means. But then to another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, the matrul ghani, the delaying of a wealthy person in paying his debts will be layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah. Layers of darkness. To understand the layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah, as we read in the Fajr Salah also, that a person will come onto the pool Sirat, the bridge over the fire of Jahannam. And when a person comes to that bridge, there will be absolute darkness, there will be no light whatsoever. And here, Abu Umama Bahiri radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains this Quranic ayat, that where a person will come onto the pool Sirat, Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'aymanihim. That at that point, or just before that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give every mu'min some amount of light, some amount of nur to assist him to pass over the pool Sirat, the last journey to Jannah. And below that will be the fire of Jahannam. But some people's nur will be absolutely amazing, size of mountains. Some will be the height of a person. Some people's nur will be equal just to the index finger, and that too going off and on. When they will come to the pool Sirat, they want to pass over. So that nur will enable them now to pass over the pool Sirat. But this nur, the person has to delay in paying the debts whereas he can pay. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, because of your delaying in paying, when you were able to pay, this will be darknesses, this will be layers of darkness in the day of Qiyamah. When he comes to pool Sirat, he will not have enough nur to look over the pool Sirat to pass over. And Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah has explained, one is paying debts, and he has about 12 or 15 a'mal which will enhance and boost a person's nur on the day of Qiyamah. Among those, he says, Durood Sharif. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. This one Durood Sharif will become a nur for a person to pass over the pool Sirat. A person who becomes grey in the fold of Islam, his beard, sunnat beard, becomes grey. His hair becomes grey in the fold of Islam, every strand of hair will be a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says also, more or less, that person who helps his Muslim brother who is in difficulty, alleviates and it removes his difficulty, his stress, his anxiety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two powerhouses of nur on the day of Qiyamah. That will be enough to supply nur to an entire world. Just to have a Muslim brother. So one is delaying in paying the debt, person has no nur. Person helps someone else to pay his debt. But here a person helps the world to pay it, but then too he delays. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates three persons. Allah dislikes three persons. An old man who is an adulterer. An old man who is an adulterer. A poor person who has a lot of pride. A poor person who has a lot of pride. And a rich oppressor who oppresses his creditors by dealing in paying his debts. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abhors, Allah ta'ala hates three persons. An old man who is an adulterer. Here for us to understand, adultery doesn't only mean a person is engaged in the haram act of zina. Zina of the eyes also. Zina of the hands also. A person looks at the opposite gender with lust. Impermissible. And then a person also uses his hand in the wrong way. This also regarded as adultery. A poor person who has a lot of pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a person. He doesn't have the means, but it doesn't mean a person is rich. He's entitled to have pride. That is even worse. So here a person who has a lot of pride and he doesn't have the means, a rich oppressor. Who's a rich oppressor? A person who oppresses his creditors by delaying in paying his debts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no love for him. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal and to save us from debts, inshallah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.